gents. Here it is, the show you've been waiting for, the show you've heard so much about. This is the show that gives you what you want the way you like it. So move right up front for Full Frontal Nudity.
David Harris and Jeffrey Witter are about to play us a little something. Play us a little something. Is this Full Frontal Nudity? Full Frontal Nudity.
It's 7 o'clock in Carlsbad, 8 o'clock in Casper, 9 o'clock in Lincoln.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42.
And we are live this week with sounds.
Hey, we were live last week. We just were...
with no sounds.
Yes.
Except the ones that Dave provided for us.
Really badly.
Well, it's better than nothing. You're listening to the Thursday Night Podcast, otherwise known as FFN on the Air. Glad to have you with us. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I'm joined by my bandmate, my co-host, the hardest working man on the East Coast, as far as he knows.
David Harris.
We are Full Frontal Nudity, and we will be live for the next hour.
With music tonight.
With music. The music that none of you tuned in to hear last week. You must have known something. We took the title and brought it to this week, along with all the music. So you're going to hear a lot of great local, regional music.
Consider this like take two.
Take two, yes. Old Bay seasoning, local flavor, slight return. So because we did a lot of talking last week, we're going to try to keep it to a minimum, but we got to get out the normal spiel. We have a website, www.fullfrontalnudity.com. You can go there, read our bios, check out the links to everywhere we are on the web, check out YouTube videos, some acoustic songwriting demos, just a whole bunch of stuff. And you stop by the store, take a look at the shirts and stuff, buy some crap. Also, Raised on the Radio, The Story of the Ravens. The page is blowing up on Facebook. You want to join?
And I'm like really behind on the videos because I got sick. And, you know, when sometimes when you get sick, you just don't feel like doing anything. And that was me. I'm going to try after this weekend to get back on the ball.
Well,
because
I'm sure. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got a busy weekend. I'm going to see Barley Juice tomorrow night at the square at White Marsh.
That should be cool.
The Avenue.
Yeah. It's in White Marsh, Maryland, folks. If you're around the area.
Yeah, it's free, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. The Juice.
Did I what? Did I what?
I didn't say anything. I just said the Jews.
Oh, the Jews.
The Jews.
Sorry, but... Okay. Anyhow, let's see. What else? Well, we know you didn't tune in last week. That's all the numbers. Yet, if you are a returning listener, then you already know that you're listening to Black Talk Radio, and you're looking at our show page. And there's a few different things you can do on our show page. You can download this episode when it's finished, when it's all ready and put up. You can listen to it in the archives.
Just don't listen to last week.
Well, you can if you just want to hear an hour of talking. I don't think you do. You know, it wasn't horrible. It was just a lot of talking. Or you can subscribe to the show.
And hear a lot of talking.
Yep, hit that little iTunes icon, and every episode that we got will be available for you to download A new episode will automatically go into your iTunes library. Keep it, reject it, whatever. But I think you want to keep this one because it's got a lot of good music coming up. So you're a returning listener tonight. We thank you for listening. If you're going to listen in the archives, we thank you then, too. If you're a brand-new listener, we need to welcome you the only way that we know how. So welcome.
Welcome to a Nickelback-free zone.
And to all you Chris Martin fans,
no play for Coldplay.
And he's going to be on VH1 reality TV, folks. That's right, Scott Stapp.
Everyone knows that Creed blows.
And really don't want to bring him up, too.
We draw the line at Florida-Georgia line.
And a man named David Harris, wise man, once said,
Bono is a pompous ass.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So we here at FFN on the air, and FFN Rule MF, and everywhere FFN goes, we live by one mantra, and one mantra only. It's even on a t-shirt.
Chipping away at the foundation of sanity, one podcast at a time.
So there you have
it. Am I on the show?
Just in voice, Rob. The chat room is open if you want to chat that way. We'd rather you call in, you know, show some class, folks.
I'll tell you what, then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
And that's
that number?
That number is 347-884-9655. Give us a call.
Just make sure to call them in that order.
That's
and,
right.
Some random numbers I might call out at some point.
Well, see, I have no excuse. If it's staring me in the face, I have no excuse to get that phone number wrong. Dave, on the other hand, if he screws it up, I can't complain, and neither can you, because he's looking at his cell phone right now. Unless he jumps online and looks up some interesting facts for us. So,
No, I got nothing.
Okay. Anywho, now that we got all that out of the way, let's take a look
at the news.
All right. You know, you listen to this podcast often enough, you know that we have too many of these type of stories. And it just seems like it's really been hitting in the last few days. We have lost many in the entertainment industry. And we're going to talk about four big ones. On the morning of June 7th in London, England, Sir Christopher Lee passed away of heart failure at age 93, a staple of the Hammer Films series, played Dracula.
Yeah, that news really sucks.
Yes, it does. Like, if you're younger than that and you're not really into the horror thing, more like the science fiction type deal, is in the last couple Star Wars prequels.
And Lord of the Rings.
And Lord of the Rings, among others. You know, very dominant type of actor. We loved him to death.
And also probably the oldest person to ever release a heavy metal album.
Absolutely. He was a headbanger, folks. So, Christopher Lee's family in this time. And now, a major innovator of free jazz passed away this morning in Manhattan. Of cardiac arrest at the age of 85, Mr. Ornette Coleman. And very sad. You have any commentary on Ornette?
You know, the thing that bums me out, the only Ornette Coleman I actually have is on CD, and they're all in storage right now, so I can't even find any to listen to laying around here because I don't have any vinyl. But, I mean, he definitely was an innovator, and, I mean, he may not have been a Miles Davis or a John Coltrane, but
right.
He definitely earned his place in the Jazz Hall of Fame.
Yep, I agree. And again, our hearts go out to the Coleman family. Then another who has passed away at the age of 91, actor Ron Moody, most famous for playing the character of Fagin in the movie Oliver. And who doesn't love Oliver? The last one that I have here is at the age of 69, Dusty Rhodes has passed away. Wrestling legend. Wrestling when it really meant something to me.
Actually, I think you were right the first time. When it meant something, period.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, once again, there was a period of time in which I mean, I wasn't like a diehard wrestling fan, but I did watch it. And I never said, oh, this is so real or whatever. I just found it entertaining. And Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, was definitely one of those wrestlers.
That's what it was meant to be, always, entertaining. And then at some point in the 90s, it was turned into a soap opera.
Thank you, Vince McMahon. So... And then, you know, when we were compiling this news, there was, like, a scare to me. There was a little scare because I saw an obituary for Rue McClanahan.
But that was 5 years ago.
That was 5 years ago. For some reason, it went viral again.
That happens quite a bit in internet land.
Yes.
That old deaths become new again.
Yes. And just on that note, Dave Attell, if you follow him on Facebook, be prepared for a lot of these type of stories.
Yeah,
he is quick to post a rest in peace.
The Attell of death strikes again.
Yes. So, enough of this death and destruction.
This is probably the most death in one day that we've ever covered on the show.
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. There is one that it didn't happen like during this time period, but I was unaware of it. Mary Ellen Trainer, the ex-wife of film director Robert Zemeckis, passed away last month. And I know her best from Romancing the Stone. She played Kathleen Turner's sister who got abducted, had to spend time with Danny DeVito in The Crocodiles.
I think a lot of people would more than likely remember her appearance in the Lethal Weapon films.
That too. Yeah, she has many credits, I'm sure. If you check out the Lethal Weapon movies and you see her, you'll know it. Automatically, you said, I've seen her elsewhere.
Yes, and you'll be like, at least it's not another, at least it's not Joe Pesci as Leo gets yet again.
All right, now here comes the bridge in our newscast. It's not sad, it's not happy, it just is. We talked about Montage of Heck a couple weeks ago, the documentary on Kurt Cobain. And one of his old friends from Washington has chimed in with his own thoughts. Buzz Osborne of the Melvins, says that much of that documentary is bullcrap.
That's the word he used, but...
bullshismet.
Yeah, something like that.
And just, I picked out 3 points about this. He said that Kurt said that he never had a stomach problem. Now, I know that Dave has read a lot about Nirvana and Kurt Cobain.
Maybe he never said it public. In public, he said he did have them. But in private, who knows? But, I mean, the thing is, whether the documentary is truth or BS, they were going by the truth they have via notebooks, videos, interviews, and so on.
Right.
So, you know, it's the truth that Kurt wanted people to see rather than the real thing.
Okay. And then he also said that Courtney's stories change almost hourly.
Yeah, well, I really didn't pay attention to her in the documentary much anyway.
All right. So when I scrolled the page down, there's one other point that he had. So this is point number 3. Kurt didn't try to kill himself because Courtney thought of cheating on him.
Yeah, I thought that was BS too, but that was words that came out of Courtney's mouth, mind you. So.
And then the last point, he said that the sex story that they tell about him with the, was it Down syndrome, autistic?
Yeah. Yeah, the girl that was trying to think of a nice PC way to say it.
She was mentally challenged, maybe?
Yes, that's okay. The way to put it, because the movie actually pulled out the R word once or twice, and I'm like,
yeah.
Really?
So that story and the story of his suicide attempt on the train tracks, Buzz says, were made up.
Yeah, and you know, the documentary is the first time I'd heard about that. You know, the fact of the matter is you can tell as much BS as you want to when you're being interviewed. You don't have to be honest if you don't want to be, but the fact is, if you die before your time, anything can be considered a fact if you put it on the record.
Yep. So that's our bridge story. Now, the funniest story of the week.
Or is that the grossest story of the week?
Grossest story, too. It's still funny, especially if you listen to our podcast. You know that.
I told Jamie this story, and she's like, that's not even funny. That's disgusting.
Well, guess what? We're going there anyway. All right. We talked about Faith No More. They have a new record out, getting rave reviews from everywhere that I'm
saying that they debuted at number one despite being independently released.
So their lead singer, Mike Patton, is quite a jokester. And he told us that during a 1991 tour with Guns N' Roses, some of the things he did was he took crap in Axl's orange juice carton. He did that, carefully sealed it back up, put it back in the refrigerator. At that point, I did fall off my chair. I thought that was the funniest thing until I saw that. Also, when Guns N' Roses was on stage, Mike Patton would come out and pee all over Axl's cue cards. Way to go, Mike.
Real mature, Mike.
But he couldn't do it to a better guy. I mean, Axl Rose, man. He took himself way too seriously. He still does. So it's fun to hear stories like that. But that's all the news I got, unless you have something else. to report.
No, I would also like to mention, though, that since this weekend is a Baltimore tradition, and Hamden, this weekend is
Hunfest.
Yep.
Hunfest.
And Rob Fahey and the Pieces will be playing Saturday night. So you can pretty much figure where I'll be Saturday and figure out where I'll be tomorrow night and Saturday night. But I won't have a fever on Saturday night.
All right. So that's a nice little segue into playing some local music. And we played some of his stuff before. We're going to play it again tonight. Mr. Jacob Panic.
And
nice little, nice bluegrass stuff.
Yeah. He likes to call his music pop grass because it's cross between pop and bluegrass. And it's interesting to hear how his music styles have changed over the years, because he released two alternative rock kind of albums when he was a teenager. Then he got interested in the banjo, and after that, never looked back.
Well, here's something he's doing now. This is Mason Dixon Woman by Jacob Panic on FFN on the air.
To get to that woman, the Mason Dixon laughs at me. Laughs at me, laughs at me, but I'm not joking. Laughs at me, I couldn't stop her to stay. The Mason Dixon line ain't meant for walking. It's only meant to keep that woman away from me.
Woman. Gotta love them. Be music. Wouldn't you agree?
They all.
Okay. Thank you, Blind Melon Chitlin.
Hey, I forgot to do them last week, so it had to happen.
All right. So, now, I wonder if these guys would be at Hunfest. Two of them might be walking around. We played them before also. Played them in an earlier show. It's Jam Sandwich. And what can you tell us about Operation Heat, Dave? That much, huh? I wonder if he hit mute. don't know, but it's kind of like all-star band around here in Baltimore. It likes Bobby Hurd and Lee Townsend, which you've heard on our show. John Tracy, amongst others. Enough of my yapping. Here's Operation Heat. It's Jam Sandwich. David back on the line. If not, he has to check his mute button. You know, I think he's been cut off, so he needs to call in. I'll just take this time to let you know that you are listening to FFN on the air. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I will be rejoined eventually with my bandmate, my co-host. His name is David Harris. The chat room is still open. Or you can give us a call. And we want you to play with us.
Come play with us, Daddy.
And we got a call. Hello, caller. They never fail. They make the show. Wow. But you can call us at 347-884-9655. It's 347-884-9655. I'm not going to babble. I'm going to see if I can get Dave back on the line while you listen to another great local artist. Dave and I and First Lady of FFN, Jamie, went to see them. Awesome trio. This is Red Sammy playing around your area. Please check them out. This is a song called Dirty Water on FFN on the air.
Aha.
Oh, dirty water all around. Dirty water all around. That night, dirty water all around. I let the water heal my wounds. I let the water heal my wounds. Feel faint and deranged. I let the water heal my wounds.
Dirty Water by Red Sammy. I like it.
You can see them at Hunfest, except they're playing on Sunday.
Oh. Very cool. Now, since Dave was cut off, I think it's only proper to let him give any comments on Operation Heat by Jam
yeah.
Sandwich.
Operation Heat is a song that dates back to No Heroes, the band that was pretty much all the Crack the Sky members without John Palumbo after they split up in the early 80s. But there's also an EW Dog in the Skirts with Cold Sweat Horns concert that was professionally recorded that a couple songs appear on Bobby Heard's new album. And to make a long story short, the horns heard on the Jam Sandwich version are the Cold Sweat Horns from that performance at Club 66. They did a little chopping and editing to fit them in, but it's kind of cool that they made a new recording of the song and used almost 20-year-old horn tracks.
It is cool. You can't tell. But we're drifting back in time now to a band called Splitsville.
The band that the Greenberry Woods became after they had a falling, the Huseman brothers had a falling out with one of the members of the band, and that's when the Greenberry Woods broke up and Splitsville began.
And they have a song called Heart Attack that we're going to play right now.
Well, let's hear it.
Yep, here's Splitsville, Heart Attack.
On American Bandstand. to find my way back. I was serious as a heart attack.
I think he wants to dance now, Dave.
Yeah, I would say.
And that was Splitsville. Well, and like you said, that was what the Greenberry Woods became after they went Splitsville.
And you know what the crazy thing is? Splitsville's website used to be splitsville.com. If you go there now, it's a dating website.
Wow.
So pretty much all traces of the band have vanished. I kind of hope wherever they are now, the Husman brothers are still making music in one form or another.
Yes. But at this point, we have to ask this question.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
And it's certainly fitting without the last two songs of the live show. First off, we got... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as opposed to the Dead show. But,
yes.
Shouldn't we give out the number again and say who we are and all that, the halfway mark thing?
I already did that.
Well, I wasn't here.
All
right. It don't matter. We're almost over. Let's just play the damn music.
You still got time to call in, though. 347-884-9655.
In case you forgot, David.
Yeah, I even brought you up. Oh, look, we got a call. Let's see. See, they called back in just for you.
Well, hell, they managed to call last week without the phone lines open.
Yeah. Wonders never cease. All right, you can go now. Thank you.
Go now. Go now.
Go now. Go now.
Go now.
Got a great bluegrass group from the region. Seldom seen.
Legendary bluegrass group.
Legendary bluegrass group. Doing a cover of a legendary bluegrass icon. Earl Monroe.
As long as it's not a legendary Stardust Cowboy cover.
No. That was Bill Monroe. And then not too long ago, well, you know, in my mind, it's not too long ago. It's probably been 15, 20 years at least. The Kentucky Headhunters did a cover of this song. And I dig this one. Here's the Seldom Scene with a song called With Body and Soul. Can you dig it?
That train coming round a bend, carrying the one that I love. Her beautiful body is still here on earth, but her soul has been called up above. beautiful hair was the purest of gold. Her eyes were as blue as the sea. Her lips were the color of summer's red rose, and she promised she would always love me. Body and soul, body and soul, that's how she loved him, with body and soul. Shadows will cover her face as the last sun goes down. She's laid beneath the ground, and the teardrops are falling in like rain. Body and soul, body and soul, that's how she loved him, with body and soul. Body and soul, body and soul, that's how she loved him, with body and soul.
Goodness, I love good bluegrass. It's seldom seen right there, with body and soul.
And you can get that album wherever Smithsonian Folkways records are sold. On CD, that is. It's no vinyl release, surprisingly, because Folkways, I heard they were going to get back into vinyl, but I would think that would be a fitting release if they did.
Yeah, I do too. It'd be nice to hear all that on vinyl.
But I forgot to mention, though, after when talking about Operation Heat, that you can get your copy of Jam Sandwich if you dig that song and the other stuff we played at RT...
Dash Music?
Is it rt-music.com?
I saw this net.
rt-music.net.
There
and
you go.
You can also find Red Sammy at redsammy.com and find links to buy their music from their website.
Okay. What about Jacob Panic? We played Jacob Panic, and we didn't.
Yes. And, you know, honestly, I'm not sure about his website because, I mean, he's on Facebook, though. Just look up Jacob Panic on Facebook, and there's a Bandcamp site, too, but I don't know it off the top of my head. So.
Okay, well, you got all that. You have anything else? Any other factoids?
Nope. What's the last track we're playing?
The last track is a song that I happened upon that I truly love. And, you know, I just got to play it. It's a duet between John Johnson and Carrie Bowen. Nice independent artist. This is the only one that isn't completely local, but it just feels local to me.
You cheat.
I cheat. Well, Anyhow, here's Look What You've Done by John Johnson and Kerry Bowen.
I used to take love for granted, seemed to find it every night. I'd see a woman lonely and waited till the time was right. A little small talk before I took her home, then I'd turn off the lights. We'd have fun for a while. I used to spend my time hanging where the red lights glow, leave with my wallet empty after they put on their show. Always wishing for something real as my nights would come and go. Then I saw your smile. You made me forget all about my past to see the future I have with you. I don't want for anything. All my wandering days are through. In all my life I've never seen such beauty in one place. It's a feeling that always takes me back every time I see your face. Look what you've done and where we are now, living our life together and keeping our vows. This love just gets stronger since we became one. I was once a broken man. Now look what you've done.
When I think back to the girl that I used to be, makes me wonder how I could have lived so recklessly. Took so many chances that it frightens me. What if I never found you? It's not always easy, then again, nothing really is. But I wouldn't trade a single moment for a night like this. Just you and me sitting on the couch as we watch our kids go.
Johnson and Kerry Bowen was Look What You've Done. Now, I want you to remember something about this podcast. We like to highlight our friends, but the reason why this podcast was started was, you know, so you got to know us And when we have achievements, we want you to know about our achievements. That's my song. My song.
Your song? Song, song, song.
Yes.
Speaking of which, though, one of Jacob Panic's last posts, I'm sure we'll be playing it on the air here because it's summertime. The Manly Deeds are currently tracking a bluegrass version of the Thong Song.
Okay.
Because this Jacob Panic was tracking his banjo part yesterday.
Okay.
Come on, it's a local artist doing local artists. Though we never play Cisco on the air because he sucks.
Oh. So is he doing a race on the radio?
We've talked about the bluegrass version of Raised on the Radio before.
Yeah.
So if it ever comes to fruition, more than likely he'll be the banjo player on it.
Very cool.
I think Walensky expressed interest. I think he'll probably play mandolin.
Very cool.
Now, the thing is, getting Rob to sing it in bluegrass style. Because, come on, it's got to be sung by Faye.
So, look, if you like the song, it'll be up on my SoundCloud page. You'll see it posted on the Facebook page before tonight is through. So you can enjoy it whenever you want to punch it up. We're almost at the minute and a half mark. British Lady's going to be talking to us in a second.
There she is.
Yeah. So if you tuned in tonight, whether it be live or you want to listen to it later in the archives.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Hopefully we didn't babble too much. But check out these bands. Check out these bands. You know, Dave gave you all the information. Now it's up to you. Check them out. We will be back next week. Don't know what we're going to be doing yet, but we'll be doing something.
Perhaps. If we have something. If we don't, then we might not be back.
Right, and that's true.
Ah, it looks like there is a www.jacobpanic.com. So,
you check it out for nothing else. See what's on the website.
And videos and music.
And then after that, you go to www.fullthronenudytheband.com.
Is the show over?
Crap.
Yeah.
So cycling mice to the bad guy.
FFN, on the air, off the air.
Yep. There we are.
In a room full of strangers. Standing in the dark. Where your eyes couldn't see me.
Like, I had to fight for you. You did not want me to.
So, what do you got? Anything?
No, I just. Yeah, just felt like since we ran through all that music.
Open Babel Forum.
Yeah. In case there's anything. If not, it's a very short after show.
Teensy weensy. after show.
Yeah. Looking at chat room. Nobody was in the chat room. Nobody wants to chat in the chat room.
Next time you do a local music podcast, though, I didn't get online to post anything, but you ought to share it on the Baltimore Bands page and just mention that the first part of the show will be two guys babbling. Since
yeah.
That's where we were branded with that.
Yes, we were. During that Us episode.
Yes. Who hopefully will be coming to plug their full length that will be coming soon.
They're giving like little teasers, though.
Yeah.
Of what's coming. It's exciting.
Did you try to title their untitled song?
No, because it's only a little snippet. I mean, I would have to hear a little bit more than a snippet.
Yeah.
But it's a guarded secret. I can understand that. Keep it as secret as possible until it's released.
I can bet if we record an album, every song will probably get played on the podcast before an album ever gets released. That's my prediction.
It'll be that, or could just give them little snippets. Here's a snippet. Here's to whet your appetite.
They'll be like, okay, never mind. I don't want to hear anymore.
No! Then we'll go, thanks. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's not our fault that you don't like it. Because we'll like it.
So a Baltimore legend returned home this week.
Oh, did he?
When Kirk McEwen coming back to 98.
Yes, he did. Yes. So we lost. Well, Sarah Fleischer went into retirement. And we got Kirk McEwen back. And see, on Facebook, somebody posted an old Kirk Martin Lopez clip, and it makes me miss those guys so much.
You know, it was never the same after Lopez passed.
True. Lopez was one of a kind. Yes, he was.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Spiegel, though, so I won't listen to the current morning show.
All I know is Eliza Schlesinger, comedian that plays here quite often, just had a very miserable experience on that morning show. And she wrote, like, this big letter. It was like an open letter, so everybody could read it. Just how she was, like, she couldn't stand the morning show now. She liked it when Mickey Coachella was on there. But this current crew, she really doesn't like.
Well, the funny thing is it's part of the morning crew. I mean, of course, there's no Amelia, but Spiegel was the third wheel. Now, he's in the lead, and he never was worthy of the lead of the show, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, from what I recall, it was basically when she was in town last, when I saw her at the Baltimore Comedy Factory, she had done that morning show, and it was sort of like, I guess Spiegel was trying to be like Howard Stern, almost. Had some sort of morbid, my grandma died or my mom died bit. And just, I forget exacts, but that was pretty much it. And Eliza was turned off by it. She found him very rude. Rude by the way that she was treated too.
I can believe it. I've heard some not too flattering stories about the current morning crew.
But then again, anybody can get this podcast to Eliza. We'll have you on. We love to have you on. And we won't do like a more of a bit like that. Check out our interviews. Lee Townsend, Chuck Lug, and us. Murph.
With more to come this year, we promise. It's taking a little while, but it's going to happen.
Good things come to those who wait.
Like Sam Cooke once said, a change is going to come.
Yes.
But there was something else on my mind, but I forgot. Oh, yeah. I wish I was thought to have mentioned this during the show. Unfortunately, I can't make it because my mother didn't feel like celebrating her birthday on her actual birthday, so we're doing it Sunday.
Yeah.
But Sunday night, there's a big local comedy show that's benefiting Rick Fletcher, who was the guy that was beat up by the group of kids in Dundalk.
Wow.
Your buddy is going to be performing now. Can't think of his name. Is it Bernie?
CJ Bernie?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to be performing. Another friend, a friend of a friend, is going to be performing there. Waltz. Oh, I can't pronounce his last name. It's long and begins with an O. But, I mean, it's for a good cause because the proceeds are going to help pay for Rick's medical bills.
Yeah, I would say that's a great cause.
Yeah, so, I mean, in Parkville, let me see if I can find this real quick. You've seen CJ Bernie several times, haven't you?
Yeah. Seen him and Alabama, another funny comedian. They saw me and called me Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Okay. I got Walt's name up, that way I can actually try to pronounce it. Walt Ostrowski.
Okay.
And his website is waltcomedy.com. If that tells you anything, that way, since, you know, his name is not super, I'm still trying to find this.
Is it like Sully's Comedy Cellar?
I think that might be it. Is that in Pikesville?
I think so. That's okay. We got time.
Yeah.
Talk
it's
about
the after show. Hopefully it's Sunday, it's Sunday afternoon, though.
Yep. Just trying to fill up the space while you're looking up where
yes.
It's at. Do.
I got Sully's website loading that way.
Okay.
Maybe that'll help me. There it is. Here it is. So it is at Sully's Comedy Center.
Okay.
Tickets are $10 ahead of time, $15 at the door. 18 and over, two items minimum.
Yeah, that's standard practice, the two-drink minimum or two-item minimum. They gotta make their money somehow.
Oh. Rick Fletcher was a comedian himself. He went under the name Slick Rick, which is also the name of a rapper, but...
Guess it depends on what part of the continent you're on.
So, at least I found that out. So,
there you
go. Solid. So, if you're in the area Sunday and want to help a brother out of the hospital, that is.
Yeah.
Feel free to go and see some hopefully funny comedians. I don't know anybody but those two, but I'm sure it's going to be a multi-comedian event thing.
Yeah. Money well spent. Yeah. Well, unless there's something like TV or movie related.
You know.
Oh, there's Yvonne. Yvonne finally makes an appearance.
Yes,
in the after show.
He decided he wants to be bad.
And I told Dave we're going to have him as an official guest one of these days.
Here's a song for Yvonne.
Yes.
The ledge.
I don't know. There's really not a whole lot going on TV-wise.
Yeah.
The only one that I'm really watching is I Can Do That.
Yeah. I can tell you anything reality, I'm not watching. You know, right now, occasionally when there's nothing else on, I may turn American Ninja Warrior on, but it's nothing like the real Japanese show.
Mm.
I miss the real deal, but it doesn't seem to air in the U.S. anymore. You got to deal with the watered down U.S. version. And I'm almost caught up to Hannibal to start season 3.
Very cool.
So, but that comes on at the same time as this damn podcast, so.
Oh. Well, that is true. There's a couple reboots that's coming out on TV. I saw that Heroes is getting a reboot.
It's going to be, it's considered season 5. So.
And then sometime next year, The Return of the X-Files.
Yep.
Mulder and Scully are back.
And David Duchovny is on Aquarius at the moment, which comes on 9 p.m. Thursdays on NBC, and Gillian Anderson is in Hannibal, which
comes on
10 o'clock Thursday nights on NBC. So, though not together, you can see them on the same network.
Wetting your appetite,
same
folks.
Night. Just like that snippet of the legendary Stardust Cowboy just made you want to hear more.
Oh, you can never get enough of the legendary Stardust Cowboy. The only problem is we get crap when we play him on this show. That's why we haven't played him in so long. when the first lady of FFN isn't happy, nobody's happy. So we want to keep her happy.
I don't care.
Film-wise, I can't think of anything coming out other than the Pixar film is remotely interesting right now.
Yes, your buddy Lewis Black was on the one HBO show you avoid like the plague.
Yeah, so I missed that appearance. Unless it's online. I'm not talking about HBO Go. I'm talking about, like, if I go to his Facebook page and see a clip, the only way I'm going to watch it.
I tuned in last night because I'm not a fan, but I'm not bothered. You know, he doesn't bother me.
Well,
it's all about personal politics, really.
I try to avoid smug when I can. Even the smug episode of South Park. Try to avoid that, too. Thanks.
So I guess you don't want to go see him in a couple of weeks when he's in the area.
Oh, I'll see him. Of course I will. I'll bring the rotten fruit with me. I'll bring, like, the scope. So I can aim properly. Yes, yes, I will see Bomar only under those conditions. I can have a slingshot, just go boink. And you have The Simpsons. What is going on with The Simpsons?
Who cares? I mean, the fact of the matter, they don't care enough to convince Harry Shearer to stay. So
he probably heard the stuff that they're pulling right now and say, I don't want to be involved with it anymore. They're talking about Homer and Marge separating.
It's just going to be for an episode. It's not like The Simpsons has ever been a linear show where storylines continue week to week. They've only ever done one two-parter, and that was Who Shot Burns.
Legally separate.
Though
if
I know
I read
some,
the headline correctly.
The long-term fans I know are. Look, or that haven't watched in years are actually looking forward to the Halloween episode. Because Sideshow Bob is finally going to kill Bart.
Yeah.
But the Halloween episodes have never been canon. So. Oh, I believe that all the Simpsons have been killed a couple times on a Halloween specials.
Yes, I think you're right.
Now note to self, return Jeff's birthday gift of Bill Maher tickets.
Okay. There you go. You can return them, use the money to buy me like the complete Stardust Cowboy.
The complete Nickelback. Yeah.
No, I said the complete original Stardust Cowboy.
Yeah, the complete Nickelback, no problem. I'll get right on that.
They might be in jail if they were in Australia. They might be locked up by now.
I doubt it. They're probably still committing their crimes against music.
Yeah, probably so. And
after all, it's not like them to say sorry.
Yes, that is true. And this is how you remind me.
Yeah, I got to do it one way or another.
Ah, it does. Memorabilia sitting on my desk. Climb a Donkey. March 23rd,
2013.
Climb a Honky. That sounds like a Big and Rich song.
Yeah, I saw there was actually some real country at the CMT Awards.
Really? Again, I avoided that like a Bill Maher show.
So did I.
So where was the real country?
Just some of the older artists that performed.
Oh, terrific.
So
I might have to check out a replay and just fast forward to see the older artists. But William Merle got the number one record on the charts right now.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm surprised, though, that Kacey Musgraves gets radio play. She seems too country for country radio.
That is true. She did a very good set on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
She was on the Tonight Show the other night, and she was on Seth Meyers last night.
Yeah. So there is hope, and especially when you got some genius radio poll taker who says, women are like killers. You can't have women on the radio. All they want to hear is Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean and those two mentally challenged individuals. It's like flow, but I can't even say it. Come on, women, for the most part, you find a lot of traditional type of country music with the ladies. Find some with the guys. We've talked about this. Your Jason Eadies, your Sturgill Simpsons. So on and so forth. Really?
Avon calling.
Oh, boy. We need some more Moulin Rouge. And shampoo in a teddy bear bottle.
And voulez-vous coucher avec toi ce soir?
Lady Marmalade, baby. No. Guess that's it. I guess there's not too much more to talk about.
At this point, it really is two guys babbling.
Yeah. Okay. We gave them 26 minutes. Gave them enough to go. I look at the time. Why did we leave it running?
Enough for them to go, okay, I should have turned this off 26 minutes ago.
Yeah, but you didn't. If you're listening to this, you didn't. So we must take matters into our own hands.
We'll know next Thursday if anyone wants to. Anyway, we'll know before then, but.
Yeah.
Our final tally.
Yeah. We'll find out. So. Until next week, folks.
Stay groovy.
Stay groovy. We're Audi 5000.